Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hello, hello. I'm back. I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. And listen, I'm going to get right into it. Have you gone through a place where your situation is just seeming so bleak, so bleak, so bleak, so hard, so... I mean, you probably use every word that you can possibly use to describe your situation. And can I tell you, the enemy just wants you to rehearse everything that you've seen. And God was saying, will you trust me? Will you trust me? And I woke up with that, will you trust me? I was dealing with something with a family member, and I was trying to figure things out. And God says, just trust me. Just trust me. And because I was trying to figure it out, it was like really, really sucking my energy, just sucking out my strength, because I was literally trying to figure this out on my own and not give it to God and allow God to do what he said he would do. And so I said, okay, God, I'm done. I'm straight done. I'm done. I got up this morning and I got into, and I can't sing. So I'm not going to even try to sing. I can't sing. I try to sing, but I can't sing. So I like to worship, but my tone is off. So I'm not a worshiper, put it that way, but I like to try. So I'm just worshiping this morning. I'm just in my own little place. And so I was looking at something, and then God gave me the scripture, Psalms 28:7. So I'm going to read it out of Amplified Classic because I like it, because it helps me to understand what this word is saying. It says, the Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. Come on now, just think about that right there. Let's just pause right there for a second. The Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. So whatever the things that are coming at you, the shield protects you. It's impenetrable. Whatever it is that's trying to get at you, it shouldn't be getting at you. If you got your shield up, it should not be hitting you, Gerald. I'm sitting there like, oh, check this out. When I caught that, right, I got into not only my praise, but I had a praise dance. Y'all better catch what I'm saying. Now I'm in there like, I'm in my basement like, yeah, whoa, come on, God. Come on, I put my shield up. I'm like, yeah, come on, fiery dots. Bam, huh, I got you there. Bam, uh-huh, bam, come on, huh. Come on, worry, bam, I got you. Come on, now. Bam, what? I'm letting the devil know. I'm throwing up my shield, and all of that stuff that was trying to come at me, I'm like, bam, depression, bam, anxiety, bam, all of that. Just think about it. All of the stuff that's been trying to come at you, throw your shield up. It's impenetrable. Why? God is giving you the strength. Let's check this out. The strength to hold that shield up. The strength to keep, bam, because the enemy going to keep trying. He going to keep coming with these same old little things, and he just going to keep coming. He's firing them dots. Bam, what? Bam. You know, I'm thinking about, I ain't no female, but that Wonder Woman, when she throw the shield up, like, and what's the name, Captain America, they be throwing them shields up, bam, hitting them, like, bam, bam. You know how somebody shooting, they be shooting those guns, and those bullets be like, bam, 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 bam. But that's what it looked like in the spirit when I was down in the basement. I was like, yeah, yo, yo, yo. And I'm just getting strength. I'm getting strength every time I hit one, bam. I'm like, oh, devil, you in trouble now. Oh, I'm getting strength. I'm even singing with it. Y'all, I ain't gonna sing now. I'm not finna mess this up while trying to sing what I was singing. But I was getting it. I had my dance on while I was whoop, 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 whoop. I'm dropping down. Ooh, trying to hit me in my legs, trying to slow me down. Boo. So I'm getting, ooh, ooh, ooh. So I'm listening, y'all. I might be funny right now, but I'm telling you, I was down there getting it. When I say I was getting it, I was getting this strength. So I'm reading Psalms 28 and 7. It says, the Lord is my strength. And in this moment, I was getting some real strength. And I realized that I had an impenetrable shield. You hear what I'm saying? And it says this, my heart trusts in, relies on, and confidently leans on him, and I am helped. Man, listen here. When you lean, rely, and trust in God and have confidence in what God has said he will do, that he will give you the strength and he will give you, I mean, he gave you an impenetrable shield. Huh? What's coming at you? I don't know what's coming at you, but I know what's coming at me. You don't understand that. He don't understand. Why? Because I understand that I lean, rely, and I trust in God. I have confidence in God and what he said he was going to do. I have confidence. Check this out. As why I got confidence and I'm leaning on him, I am helped. So he helping me in the very time that I need him. Why would you think he'll have you in a battle and not help you? What kind of father is that? Huh? Why would he not help you? Why would he not equip you? Why would he not give you everything you need? Man, I'm down there just, when I tell you, boy, I had a dance on me. I ain't even know where that dance come from. I ain't even know I can dance like that. I was totally in the spirit and I was just flat out getting it. My wife, I don't even know why she ain't wake up, because I was down there. Ooh, I was screaming like, yeah, yeah, come on, come on, come on. See, I'm when I get excited and I'm passionate about when God does a thing and I get a revelation of a thing and I start feeling the presence of the Lord while I'm doing something, oh, I get to a whole nother level. I'm like, yeah. It's like me going into a football game. God, I'm a coach by nature. So when I walk in, when I get a revelation and I get an insight, oh, I done found a weakness that the enemy tried to, what? Come on. Come on. Will you trust the Lord? Will you trust in the Lord? Will you lean on the Lord? Will you rely on the Lord? Will you have confidence in the Lord and what the Lord will do for you? He said, it says, I am helped. Oh, Jesus. And this is why I really started dancing. It says, therefore, my heart greatly rejoice, and with my song will I praise him. Man, I was in there praising him with my song. You hear what I'm saying? No, wasn't nobody down there. So I was singing to myself. When I was singing to the Lord, I was singing to the angels. I was singing. I was just singing. I was getting it. So all you psalmists and you worshipers, no, I can't sing. But I promise you, I was making a joyful noise unto the Lord, because I was in a whole nother place. I was literally having a out of body experience, because I felt like I was just invincible. Like the enemy couldn't touch me. And I realized he can't touch me. He can only touch me if I allow him to touch me. I got an impenetrable shield. What? What? And I got a sword. What? Man, y'all, are y'all paying attention to what I'm saying? Because I need you to get this today. Because the enemy been trying to throw these fiery darts at you, and you ain't throwed up your shield yet. And every time it hits your shield, it should be giving you a whole nother strength. So let's check this out. The faster they come and the more they hit, the more strength you should be getting. Why? Because you leaning and relying, you trusting the Lord that this shield is impenetrable. There's nothing going to touch you. And as it's hitting your shield, it's hitting your arm. This arm is going into your body. And what it's doing is giving you the strength that you need to stand a little longer, to give you the strength to attack him. No, I'm not backing up while you shooting at me. I'm coming at you, because the closer I can get to you, I'm going to hit you with this sword. Shut up. I'm cutting your head off. You're gonna stop shooting this at me. You're gonna stop coming at me with this. You're gonna stop coming at me with depression. You're gonna stop coming at me with anxiety. You're gonna stop coming at me with whatever it is that you're dealing with. Whatever it is you're dealing with, let him know. You're gonna stop coming at me, because I'm coming at you. I trust in the Lord. I trust in the Lord. Do you trust in the Lord? If you trust in the Lord, say, I trust in the Lord. It's like, Lord, I need you. What? Man, listen here. I came out of that and that thing just popped up on my thing. Boy, Derrick Prince be coming through with some stuff. Boy, I'm trying to tell you, man, he be coming through with some stuff. I'm telling you, every time I'm down there doing my thing, it just pops up. And y'all don't understand that, that there's a connection with me and my wife with Derrick Prince Ministries. There's a real connection with this ministry. And every time I'm going through, it's something pops up. I'm like, dang, man, you down there looking down on me. You just sending me these things, man. They pop up on the right time and they give me some extra strength. I'm like, oh, come on, God. I need you right now. I need your strength right now. I need all of you going to give me right now. Come on. Give me some wisdom and some understanding how I'm going to beat this thing, how I'm going to destroy him, how I'm going to stop him from coming against my bloodline. I'm going to stop him from coming against my legacy. Come on, y'all. Listen, I ain't just trying to beat it. I'm trying to destroy. And I'm trusting in the Lord that what he's going to do through me and what he's doing in me, that's going to help me to last through my day. It's day by day for me. It's day by day for me. I ain't even worried about tomorrow. I ain't worried about tomorrow. I gotta get through this day. I got to win this day. Do you want to win this day? Well, you might want to put your shield up and stop taking those unnecessarily blows. You taking unnecessary blows when you got an impenetrable shield. Listen, Psalms 28:7 tells you that. If you read it out of Amplified Classic, it tells you, the Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. He done took the blows for you. Huh? He took the stripes for you. He took the crown on, putting the thorns of crown on his head. He done did the sacrifice for you. What you gonna do? All he asking you to do is walk this thing out. All he's asking you to do is trust in him, lean on him, rely on him, have confidence in him. Is it because things come at you so fast you can't handle it? Then all of a sudden, now because something ain't happened fast enough, you done forgot that you're supposed to lean, rely, and have confidence in what the Lord has said to you? Listen, I get it. Did it. Been there. Done that. Coach Sophia, it has really put something in me about it's going to be God or it's going to be God. Y'all don't even life. My whole life. And now she's talking about it. Now she's preaching on it. When I tell you, that thing just gives me more strength. When I tell you, I'm like a giant in the spirit. I might be 5'5" or 5'3", whatever I am. But in the spirit, I'm a 7-footer. And I'm talking about I'm coming through. I ain't playing around with the enemy no more. Because I know where my strength comes from. I know I have a shield that's impenetrable. I know that I lean. I know that I rely. I know that I have confidence in the Lord that what he said he will do, he will do. You better check what I'm talking about. And let me tell you something. If you done forgot how to rejoice in the midst of your situation, you might want to go back to the scripture. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. What happened to your rejoicing? What happened to your praising? You allow the enemy to take that away from you? Get it back. Get your dance back. Get your shout back. Get your scream back. He got you muzzled. I declare that the muzzle is being taken off. I declare that you will no longer walk around being beat up and bruised by the enemy. Shut that junk down. Let him know. This is the day. Let's get renewed. Renew your mind today. Let's renew our mind today that we walk in this scripture today. Lord, I need you. I need you right now. Lord, I'm leaning on you. I'm relying on you for my strength today. Put your shield up. Let the Lord know that you ready for battle. Who? Let's check this out. I'm now my mind going to a battle, right? Who goes into a battle with their shield down when you see the enemy? Huh? Does that make sense? That don't even make sense on the TV. So, when you wake up, You should already be ready. I got my armor on. I got my shield up. I'm going through my day. So whatever you planning on doing, enemy, I got an impenetrable shield that's going to shut every... And check this out. It's supernatural, right? Because when you hit it, every time you shoot something at it, I get rejuvenated. I get re-energized. Why? Because, oh, I got confidence in my shield. I got confidence in the armor that I got on. Oh, this don't hurt. Oh, I don't feel this no more. Oh, this ain't painful no more. Oh, this don't hurt my feelings no more. Oh, I'm okay now. What? Oh, I done got through this. Oh, I done got through the loneliness. Oh, I done got through the slander. Oh, I done got through all of this stuff that has been happening to me that's been making me weak. But now I got my shield, and when that crap comes, it hits my shield and I get stronger. I get more confidence. I rely on who what God has said will happen. Man, come on now. Come on now. You're supposed to be getting rejuvenated daily. You're supposed to be, as you go through your day and situations start hitting and they coming at you, you got your shield up, you should be getting more strength. Ha! Come on now. Come on. And the enemy looking at you like, how in the world are they keep coming? Shoot a little bit more. Shoot a little bit harder. And you were like, yeah, come on. Keep shooting, dumb. Because the more you shoot, the stronger I get. And then when I get to you, oh, I am going to rejoice because I'm going to destroy you. And when I get done, I'm praising God for my victory. I'm praising God for what he has brought me through. I'm praising God for my shield that is impenetrable. I'm thanking God that I can lean, rely, and trust in him. I'm thanking God. Come on now. When the last time you start thanking God for making you, letting you get through something? When was the last time you start thanking God for giving you the right mind? Thanking God for you seeing another day. Thanking God, because the enemy have you all locked in on your circumstances. Man, let that crap go. Let it go. Somebody said, well, you don't know my problem. Well, God know your problem. God know your understanding. God knows everything about you. He created you. No, I don't know how. I don't know what your situation is. No, I don't know what you go through. No, I don't know how you feel. No, I don't know anything. But I do know who knows. But I do know who knows. I know who created you. Like it or not. And I promise you, he knows it all. He knows it all. So I'm thinking, hey, I got to rejoice in the one that created me. Man, please. I done spent way too much of my life going the opposite way. I spent way too much of my life being a disappointment to him. I spent way too much of my life just doing the wrong thing. I refuse to. Somebody feeling like they can't change. They can't get through. Listen, let me tell you something. Stop that right now. Stop saying you don't have no strength. Stop saying I'm weak. Stop saying I'm weary. Stop saying I'm fatigued. Listen, you better tap into the Lord, because that's where your strength comes from. The Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. So stop rehearsing. Stop word cursing yourself. Stop using your words against you. You wondering why you stuck in the same situation for the longest? Your words. And then you get, oh, here it is. You get a circumstances that keep coming back and back and back. You know, so sometimes it's like, bro, you going to take all the medicine? You know what I'm saying? I was bad about this. You go to the doctor, right? And you gonna trust the doctor to give you the right medicine to do what to do what he's gonna do. You know what I'm saying? You got a cold, whatever it may be. So they give you 30 pills, right? But you're supposed to take a pill a day, right? And then soon as you take about 5 or 6 pills and you feel better, and then you don't take the pills no more. Why you think they give you 30 pills? They give you 30 pills so you can get the stuff in your system. When you supposed to be reading the word, you read the word when you feel good. Oh, I'm blessed. Oh, I'm highly favored. Oh, I'm good. And then when you stop reading the word, all hell break loose and you want to wonder why. You ain't got nothing in you. You say, I ain't got no strength. I'm weary. I'm tired. Duh. Because you don't have nothing in you. Nothing in you. Listen, I'm not telling you something. Y'all might, oh, he just talked. Listen, I'm not telling you something somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that I lived. I'm trying to figure out why I can't keep my deliverance. I'm sitting here like, whoa, I got my deliverance. Yeah, I'm good. And boy, about a week later, I'm like a alien walking on earth. I'm like, man, I'm causing more problems than I did before I got delivered. So that when they say, yo, you get worse, oh, I was getting worse. Because you know what? I wasn't filling myself up every day. I wasn't getting into the word. I wasn't applying the word. I wasn't seeking the word. I wasn't getting no understanding. I wasn't doing anything. I just wanted my deliverance. I'm like, yeah, I'm delivered. Okay, now what? Now what? Because these same demons running around trying to wake. See, I'm teaching you something right now. We walking around here cursing ourselves with our own words. So I'm going to need you to renounce some of the words you've been saying. Every time you sitting there talking about you tired, you weak, I don't have no strength, you don't understand, this is a lonely place. Lonely? Yep, I get it. Your spouse ain't there. But I'm sure God knows how to strengthen you. I'm sure he knows how to get you into a better place. I'm sure he does. He never fails. He never fails. He knows how to get you into a place. But you got to tap into him. You got to tap into him. So I enjoy waking up. Okay, God, what's next? What's my next move? What's my next move? Because if I don't ask God for the next move, pride will take over me. My spirit of pride tries to attack me, because that stuff in our bloodline. So I got to understand what I'm fighting against. I had to understand the things that are coming at me and how often they come at me. They try to get into my mind. Why? Because they want that stuff to get into my heart. And so they actually want me to start saying that stuff and start claiming that stuff and start receiving that stuff. But the devil is a liar. You done fooled me once, fool. You're not going to catch me like that again. I'm not going to be bewitched, bamboozled. You know what I'm saying? My mind is not going to be cloudy. I'm not going to fall into that crazy stuff again. And I'm praying that you don't. I'm praying that you grab this scripture and you get your joy back. You start rejoicing like you ain't never rejoiced before. You start dancing like you ain't never danced before. I'm talking about just that. Don't do like David now, because you walk around here and dance out your clothes. I hope you in your own room and ain't nobody there. But don't be doing that in no public. But I'm telling you. Dance like David danced. I'm like, hey, I'm going to rejoice in God. Listen, David messed up a lot of times. But he said, David is he's a man after God's own heart. You heard me? You heard me. So today is the day that you find new strength. Like new strength. Because your mind is being renewed today. So today you got a renewed mind, so you're tapping into a renewed strength. You're going to use your weapons. I'm thinking in my mind, every time the enemy comes with something and it hits me, I'm getting it's like an energizer. It's just rejuvenating my shield. It's rejuvenating my armor. It's rejuvenating my spirit. That every time it hits, it's like, bam, oh. Bro, you can't get at me. Oh, what? It's on and popping. It's on and popping. Oh, you in trouble. What you doing don't work? Man, listen here. When that person comes to you and tries to antagonize you, to get you into an angry place, to get you to say something out of character, to get you to be out of pocket, and you don't go with it, Oh, that don't work no more. You're gonna have to go and try something different. Cause that, my friend, don't work anymore. I'm not that person anymore. I'm not the angry person. I'm not the disgruntled person.
I'm not the rejected person. I'm not the abandoned person. That stuff don't belong to you. That's what the enemy try to place on you. He's tried to change your identity. He's tried to change the way you're going to live your life. But the devil is a liar, and the truth will set you free. You better know who you belong to. You better know who you call to. You better know who gives you the strength. You better know who you rely on, you trust in. You better know, you know. I'm so excited about what God is going just to do today. Y'all, I'm talking about today. Today. I'm looking. I ain't hiding. I ain't sitting in my room. I ain't sitting in the dark. I ain't crying. I ain't weeping. I done did that way too long, bro. Way too long, y'all. I'm done with that. You hear me? I'm done with that. I'm done with that. He created me for greater works. He said, you shall do greater. Why? I'm going to do greater. Because my mindset is on greater. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Man, listen here. Man, I'm trying to walk in the greatest. Huh? That's my mindset today, y'all. So I'm praying. Listen, I told y'all I was dancing all morning. I was up dancing. I was getting mine. Okay? I was getting mine. So I pray that this day, that this message blesses you, that this message pushes you. I'm talking about, listen. Let's get delivered, that we can get set free, that we can do everything that God said. Don't allow the enemy to put stuff on you and you just so easily take it. Because you seeing something. You seeing a situation. You seeing your circumstances. But God sees past your circumstances. He's seeing through your circumstances. He's seeing you walk through it. He's seeing you have strength. He's seeing that you have, that you can leap over those little potholes, that you can leap over those barriers, that you can walk, that you have the strength enough to move a mountain. Y'all better talk to me. He created you better than that. Gerald, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for creating me better than what I was living. I was doing you an injustice by living a mediocre life, by living a substandard life. Matter of fact, it was below substandard. I wasn't doing any of the stuff that I was supposed to do. Reading the word, understanding the word, living the word, walking out the word, speaking the word. No, I was doing what the world does. And I was, the more I did it, the more blind I was. I couldn't even see. Every time, scale. So every time you sit in a room, oh my God, you don't hear me. He hears you. What he wants you to do is get in the word and get your rejoicing back and get your thanking back. Come on. He wants you to praise him. Praise him in the midst of your storm. Praise him in the midst of your situation. Praise him in the midst of going to court. Praise him in the midst of somebody walking out on you. Praise him in the midst of your trauma. Praise him in the midst. Why? Because he wants to know that it will you lean, rely, and trust in him. And that shows him that because you praising him, you're rejoicing in him, you're praising in him. That shows him that you're rejoicing, that you lean, rely, you trust in him, and you don't trust in your own self. Somebody just said, you don't know how hard it is. I probably don't. I know how hard it was for me. I don't know how hard it is for you. But I know God is a supplier of all of your needs. Listen, there's nothing that you can't ask for that God can't supply. I'm sure of that. Now, where's your heart? What's your heart posture? What's your desire? Are your desires God's desires? Or are your wills God's will? Or are you just in a selfish place? I was a selfish dude, and I had selfish
I wanted selfish things. I wanted me, myself, and I. I wanted my way, and I ain't wanted God's way. And you know what happens? I found myself in a whole lot of turmoil for longer than I needed to be. So I'm asking you today, come out of that. Come out of the agreement. Come out of those word curses. Come out of the negative thinking. Come out of the darkness. Come out of the hurt. Come out of the hatred. Come out of the bitterness. Come out of the resentment. Come out of it. Come out of agreement with anybody that want to keep you there. That want to co-sign that dumb stuff. Listen, sometimes you just got to cut loose. Listen, hey, I know where my strength comes from. Listen, if you ain't going to come in agreement with me and what the Lord has said to me, then you keep your opinion to yourself. Because I got enough on my own, and now I got to battle your word curses? No, I don't need that. Keep your own stuff. I'm trying to battle my own. I'm trying to keep my shield up so I can get closer to this enemy so I can gut him. Yeah, I'm on the offense today. I'm in a 2-minute offense right now. I ain't got time to be slowing down. I don't have time to be stopping. I don't have time for a timeout. I don't have a timeout. I don't even have a timeout. I'm trying to score. I'm trying to win. I'm trying to win every day, all day. I ain't trying to lose no battles. None. I ain't trying to be a casualty of war. I don't want my family being a casualty of war. I don't want nobody God entrusted me to be a casualty of war. No, not on my watch. I'm going to be the watchman. I'm going to stand on my post. I'm going to stay vigilant. I've been asleep way too long. Way too long. Sleeping on the job. Sleeping on my post and my family getting hit. Bam, 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 bam. I'm supposed to have my shield up to protecting my doggone family. And I'm sitting here with no armor on, no shield, no sword, no nothing. And I'm out here sitting with a white t-shirt on, talking about hit me right here. And the enemy was just pounding me. Oh. He should have killed me while he had a chance. Because now I'm going to make him suffer. I'm going to make him suffer. I'm taking back everything that he stole. I'm taking back everything that he stole. Listen, everything that he messed around with my bloodline. Everything, huh? Everything that was forfeited, I'm getting it back. I'm going at him. What about you? What about you? Are you stuck? Are you stuck in your hurt? Are you stuck in your pain? You stuck in your trauma? You stuck in your bitterness? You stuck in your rejection? You stuck in that place? Come on. I bind rested development, just stuck. Not even maturing, not even growing. I bind it. I bind that little boy, little girl spirit. I bind that little bitterness. I bind that spirit of pouting. I bind all of that stuff. That argumentative spirit, being arguing with God. What you arguing with God for? Does that even make sense? And then you wonder why God stopped talking to you. Why? Because it ain't a debate. It's either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. He'll rather for you to be hot or cold than lukewarm. I'm just telling you how he told me. Gerald, you got to choose life or death. Now that right there was serious to me. Because before he was just saying, Gerald, I'll never leave you nor forsake me. Forsake you. All you got to do is choose. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But the last time we got to the end, it was like, bro, hey, this day, you want to have to make a choice. Which one do you want to? You want to live or do you want to die? Oh, I want to live. Didn't even know what living was going to be like. Didn't even know. I thought I was living. But I ain't know what living in Christ, living through Christ, living the life that God has intended for me to live. I ain't know what that looked like. I was too busy letting the enemy just dictate everything. What he comes to do? What does the enemy come to do? Kill, steal, and destroy. What? Listen, and you ain't fighting? And you don't got your, you don't have your armor on? You don't got your shield up? You don't got your sword in your hand? You trying to lose. Come on, like, let's go. Let's choose. Let's choose to fight. Let's choose to win. Let's choose to win. This day. This day, we choose to win. Man, listen. Put your armor on. Get your shield up. And so all of them things that's coming at you, the little bickering, everything that caused you to be out of character, everything that'll cause you to be hurt, disappointed, rejected, you know, it's always the ones that's close to you that can hit you the hardest. But you got to put your shield up. Oh, that ain't gonna make me mad no more. Oh, I'm not getting mad at you because you don't like me. I'm not gonna get mad at you because you just cursed at me. I'm not gonna get mad at you because you're trying to mistreat me. It says pray for them that despitefully use you. That takes strength. Am I right? Let's be real. It takes strength to pray for somebody that you know is misusing you. You know is mistreating you. And God said, I need you to pray for them. But you're going to need the strength of God. You're going to need all the strength that you need, all the might that you need to pray for them. Why? Because your emotions and your feelings are going to come at you to cause you not to want to do it. But let me tell you something. God knows best. Because once you start praying for them, love covers a multitude of sin. When you start praying for somebody and you start praying with the strength of the Lord and you start tapping into who Christ is in you, now when you start praying, you praying for that person's well-being. You praying for that person's soul. You praying for that person to be closer to God. That's what you praying for. You ain't praying for no selfish gain. Hurry up and change him so he won't be doing it or she won't be doing this, whatever, whatever, whatever. Man, listen here, God, I need you to intervene in their life. I need you to show up in their life. I need you to arrest them for you. I need them to have a better relationship with you. I don't care nothing about the relationship with me, but I need them to have a better relationship with you. I need them to see you. I need them to understand you. I need them to feel you. I need your presence to be upon them. Give me the strength to be an example for what you need right now. Give me the strength to pray for them right now. Give me the strength that I need to pray not a selfish way, to not praying out of a hurt way, praying out of hurt, praying out of mad, praying out, you know what I'm saying? When you pray when you hurt, or you praying out of your mad, or you praying out of your emotions, it sounds differently to God. It sounds different. And you wonder why that stuff don't hit. That stuff don't hit the bullseye. Because he understands the heart of the person. So that means you got to ask God for the strength for your heart to do it right. Listen, I'm trying to tell you something, man. God, listen, I had to get my heart right. I hated my wife. And my wife didn't like me. But it took some, listen, I had a hard heart. My heart was black and hard. Black and hard. It took a lot to get all of this stuff out of me. And I refused to go back. Once God cleansed me and purified my heart, man, listen, I ain't going back. I ain't going back. I don't want you to go back. I want you to choose a date. Miss, I ain't going back to that. God, work on me. God, I need the strength today. I need the strength today. I ain't talking about tomorrow. I need the strength today to get through this day. I choose to lean on you. I choose to rely on you. I choose to have confidence in you. I choose that today. I make a conscious decision that I'm going to lean on you today. When the enemy comes, I'm throwing my shield up And I'm leaning on you. And I'm having confidence in you that when I get done with this fight, I win. The word says I'm more than an overcomer. The enemy is a defeated foe. So I declare the day that you win. That you no longer taking these L's because you out of your emotions and your feelings. You're not doing that again. You're not doing that again. Ask God for the strength that you need. Ask God for the strength that you need. Ask God. Ask God. Ask God. Seek God. And make sure your heart is right. Make sure your heart is right. Lord, search me. Before I come to you, search me. Search my heart. See if anything that is not like you in me. And when you show it to me, Lord, I'll renounce it. I'll renounce the words that I said. I'll renounce the word curses I said over my spouse. I'll renounce the word curses I said over myself. When you call yourself names and all of that. Nyah. I just come to encourage you this morning. I just come to encourage you this morning. Come on, people. Let's go. Let's go. Let's not look back. Let's not look back. This day, come on. This day, we got renewed mind. This day, I got on all of my armor. This day, I got my impenetrable shield. That right there just does something for me. I don't know about you, but this does something for me. Impenetrable shield. The Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. The Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. He's in front of me. He's giving me this shield that I'm going to put up. And that when the enemy tries to come at me, man, you done already lost, bro. You just that dumb. You already lost. When I woke up, you lost. You already lost. You got to feel the same way. When you woke up, oh, you already lost. Oh, God, let me say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Not your problems. Not what the enemy. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Bam. There it is right there. If this is the day that the Lord has made, why aren't you rejoicing and being glad in it? Could it be whatever it is that's coming at you, that's stopping you from rejoicing, that's took away your joy, that's took away your peace, that took away your song? Listen, one day I'm going to just get on here and I'm going to just start singing. And y'all can laugh all day long. Y'all can laugh at me. It could be the funniest thing. Because let me tell you, laughter. What is laughter? It's like medicine. I just want you to laugh again. And if you're laughing at my singing, that's cool by me. That's cool by me. Because I want you to be happy. I want you to smile. I want you to rejoice. I want you to giggle. I want you to feel the experience of the medicine of this laughter. It's medicine to your soul. Come on, man. Your soul. So I don't mind. I don't mind. I ain't going to sing today, though. I sung enough to the Lord the other day. I mean, this morning. I'm good. I got my praise on. I got me a new dance. Shalana, stop trying to get me today. Stop egging me on now, Shalana. You know you be trying to pump me up. Stop doing that. My wife, she don't want me singing this morning. I don't want. She listen around and look at this live and be like, babe, you was on there singing. What is going on? Nah, today is motivation. Today is the day that you realize that this is the Lord's day. This is the Lord's day. It ain't the devil day. It ain't the enemy day. It's the Lord's day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Glad in it. That was my jingle. So that was the closest y'all gonna get to singing today. I want y'all to hold on to that. This is the day that the Lord has made.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And put you a dance to it. Hey, hey, walk around the job like, yeah, this is the day that the Lord has made. Did you know that? Did you know that this is the day that the Lord has made? What? Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because I'm in this day. I got an opportunity to be in this day. I got an opportunity to praise you. I got an opportunity to thank you. I got an opportunity to be different today. I got an opportunity to get more strength today. I got an opportunity to get more deliverance today. I got an opportunity to make a change today. I got an opportunity to love differently today. I got an opportunity today to do something different. Come on. Every day we get an opportunity. Are you wasting your opportunity? Are you wasting your time? Are you wasting your day? Trying to be mad? Trying to be bitter? You listen, some of y'all just trying to be that. Because you choose to do it. You can choose to be happy. Somebody just said, I don't choose to be mad. This person making me mad. That person can't make you do anything. You have to make a decision to allow what they're doing to dictate your day. I'm just saying. That was a hard thing for me to learn. But I can tell you, it can be learned. It can be learned. I'm telling you, it can be learned. You just have to have the mindset and the will to want to learn it. Because how do we lead people to Christ? I'm talking about in your own home. Listen, I pray that this thing encourages you. It motivates you. Share this thing. Somebody need this today. Y'all better get this to somebody. Somebody needed to hear this today. You might got five friends that needed to hear it. All five of your friends need to hear it. And I pray that it motivates you. I pray that it stretches you. I pray that it takes you to another place. I pray that this is the day. Every day. One day at a time, yo. One day at a time. One day at a time. Day by day. Situation by situation. Get better. Rejoice. Let's be glad in this day. Let's be motivated in this day and allow God to be God. And get rid of the plan B's, okay? Let's get some rejoicing today. Can y'all rejoice today? Can y'all find y'all praise song? Can you find that song that touches your soul? That song that just that takes you to a whole nother place? That song that just have you crying out? That song that makes you laugh? That song that brings you joy? I mean, if you even have to sing, create your own song. Lord, let the prophetic advantage, let the prophetic flow, let the prophetic worship, let the prophetic praise come forth. Let it come forth. Let a new song be delivered out of them today. While they driving in their car, let them sing a new song. Let the angels descend upon their car, descend upon their job, because they hear the voice. They hear their voice. They hear that rejoice. They hear that thinking. They hear that word that is coming out of them, Lord. Yeah. Y'all got this. They got it. I hear you, God. This is the day. Come on, y'all. Listen, I just want to know that you're rejoicing all day. Listen, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're feeling right now. None of that. Like, none of that. All I want you to do is focus on knowing who the Lord is your strength, and that you have an impenetrable shield, and that your heart trusts in, relies on, and you're confident in leaning on him, and that he's going to help you today, and that your heart is greatly rejoicing. I need you to get this part. I need you to greatly rejoice and sing, you will praise him. I need you to praise God in the midst of everything. We good? We good? I pray that we good. I pray that we good. So, Father, I just thank you for this word. I thank you, Father, that it motivated, it stretched, it did exactly what you said it should do. I thank you, Father God, for touching each and every person that is on this line that hears this word. I thank you, Father, that it moves them, motivates them, stretches them, Father God. I thank you that it shifts them into a new place. Father, I declare that a new song is being released out of their soul. I declare, Father God, prophetic words being sung to you, Father God. Prophetic sound, Father God, is going up to you, Father God. There's a sweet smell, Father God, into your nostrils, Father God. I thank you right now that as they praise you, Father God, and they worship you, Father God, that there's a new level of rejoicing coming out of them, Father God, that they are rejoicing their way through, Father God. They're rejoicing their way out of the trauma. They're rejoicing their way out of the trouble. They're rejoicing their way out of the stigma. They're rejoicing their way out, Father God. And they're giving it over to you. But Father, I thank you that this day is a new beginning, Father God, of a new them. No longer will they be the hurt individual, the bitter individual, the traumatic individual, the disappointed individual. But Father God, I thank you that you're renewing their mind today, that they see and they know who they are in you. And I declare there shall not be any backlash or retaliation, Father God, for this word, for these prayers, for their commitment, for their dedication to who you are and what you are in their lives. I thank you and I praise you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. Y'all don't understand. It's raining. It's raining. It's raining. And all I hear is the sound of rain. I'm sitting in the rain, and God is just washing this stuff away. It's a cleansing place. He's just cleansing all of this stuff. Y'all got to catch that, see? God is just cleansing all of this stuff. Just washing it away. So I'm just like, yeah, God. I was wondering why he wanted me to sit in my car in the rain. But now I get it. After I had to do all of that, it started this raining. It's been raining pretty much the whole time. But now I understand why it's washing this stuff away. It's healing in the rain. You're right. It's healing in the rain. It's strength in the rain. It's a refreshing in the rain. It's a renewing in the rain. It's a cleansing in the rain. Let's go, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Listen, I appreciate y'all for joining me. I'm Gerald, one half of Geraldine Levette Ministries.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.